Particle effects present an interesting challenge in VR due to stereopsis, which is our ability to discern the depth of objects from two slightly different views of the world we see from our two eyes. Traditional particle systems, as seen on the left, were typically implemented as a series of flipbook images displayed on relatively large polygons, which orient to face the player. Each series of images would contain effectively a little movie of a more complex phenomenon, like a wafting puff of smoke or a flickering flame, and so on. For the monoscopic rendering used in non-VR systems, this approach holds up well and is widely used across the industry. Because of the stereo rendering used in VR, however, players can easily see the flat cards, resulting in the unconvincing effect seen on the left. To address this, we had to update our particle rendering techniques for VR. The particle system on the right is an updated VR-friendly version of the older effect seen on the left. One technique we used on large cards, like the ones used in this smoke effect, was to create some drag on the card's reaction to the player's head movement. To do this, we created another particle system which lagged the player's position and was used as a player camera for the facing direction of the smoke cards. By removing this one-to-one relationship of head motion to sprite rotation, we were able to give the impression that the smoke effect was volumetric. In addition to using more 3D elements in the creation of our effects, we also often use the post-processing bloom on particles to help visually merge elements that otherwise would appear as a set of flat planes. This made the cards harder to stereo fuse, which gave them a more diffuse volumetric feel.